What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Auto Transport Intel. It is Thursday. It is noon Central Time, and that means it's time for Dispatching Live. We're going to look at the load boards. We're going to see how the loads are going. We're taking Route Scout recommendations and questions. Please do jump in the live chat. Ask us questions, share your thought, promote your company and business. And before we get started, please do me a favor. After you leave a like, thank you so much for that. You can click the share button, and then there you hit the copy button, and you can grab that YouTube link, text it, email it, share it on social media, send it to dealers, other carriers, brokers. Okay, so we talk a lot about rates and what's real, and come on, man. Well, send it to a broker. Say, listen, here you go. This is what I've been saying, right? Send it to a dispatcher. Send it to somebody that's, you know, thinks they know. Send it to a company owner. Send it to a CEO. Right? This is what I've been talking about, and here's a show that talks about it all day long, so do that, and don't forget, you can go to autotransportintel.com, you can click on sign up, become an ATI insider, talk to Ty, get on the email list, maybe join us for a round table, and let's see, mic check, 1, 2, 3, check, how we doing? I think we're okay. Level's looking pretty good. Thank you guys for jumping in the live chat, saying hello. We got John Cochran in here, LAI Auto Transport from DC. What's up, John? Thanks for saying hello. Carlos, ACB Logistics. What's going on, Carlos? Chris Chamberlain. Hey, everyone in Transport Land. Hope all are well. Jay, another impressive week of information. Thanks to ATI and all your quests. Wow, thank you. Tuesday night was a great show. And if you, I know Chris was with us. It was informative. It was fun. That was a wild party, right? So thank you so much. And if you missed it, go back and check it out. Thank you so much. Vistaga, powered by Peterson. Thank you for tuning in, Vistaga, saying hello. Part of the core. Michael Watson, hey, you guys are at it early. Well, it's noon. We go live. Okay, so Tuesdays is night. But Wednesday noon, Thursday noon, Friday noon, rinse and repeat. We do it. And so we appreciate you tuning in. Two Bears Transportation is here. Hey, I bet you can't stump Brian. Thanks for tuning in, David. It's good to see you in here. Jay is late. Wait a minute, where's the pre-show? Am I late? I don't know what he's talking about. But that's okay. You know, hey, get the podcast, right? Are you guys enjoying the podcast? If you're not, you can go to autotransportintel.com, click on podcast. Actually, that's growing too. It's pretty neat. Murphy Auto Transport Services, she's here with us, and she's in the live chat. She says hello, and she wants to help you. So, and that, again, hey, Sue, are you,
yes.
Do you have openings? Are you taking on drivers?
Yes, I do. I do have openings. Okay. Actually, I have one opening right now, but just so everybody knows, I kind of specialize in 3 and 4 car haulers. I do not have a spot for a bigger one right now at this point in time.
Cool. All right. Well, there's the link to MurphyAutoTransportServices.com. And I like that. You know, it is. It just be upfront, you know, just like a restaurant. We don't serve everything you want. This is our menu, right? And you are looking for specific types of drivers and in carrier companies. If you're a flatbed and you want to stay within 50 miles of the house, probably not going to work out. Probably not.
No.
Not that sure. It's not going to work out for you, but the dispatch service, I think you got it. Okay, John says, right. Hey, what everyone's thought about U-Ship. Oh, asking about U-Ship. Well, so that's the challenge.
I said no.
Here's what we try to do. We try to talk about cars, vehicles, and rates without naming specific companies, because then somebody gets rubbed raw, and then he said, she said, and they were live, and, you know, I don't need that. So, but I like the question. And so what I'll ask is, if you want to chime in with John's question, man, put it in the live chat, because I didn't say it, and if I didn't say it, man, you know, I don't know. I can't be responsible for what people put in the live chat. Hey, Sue, what's going on with you?
Let's see. Should we start with how many loads are on the board?
I like usual? It. Sure.
So, we are at 64,751. Last week we were at 68,400 and change. We've gone down 3,600 loads. I don't know if that's a sign of anything because we've gone up and down over the last couple of months, so I'm not really too concerned about it yet. I mean, typically we're usually around 20, 25,000 loads. So right now the loads are exceptional. Transporters basically have the upper hand in most situations. We're asking for more money, even if it's a dollar a mile, to be honest with you.
Oh, we were just talking about that. Yeah, so
We were.
what's reasonable? Do you try to keep, how do
I'm
you
not
get,
gonna. I'm not gonna ask for like $50, $100. That's what we're
that's
asking. We're not
reasonable. Okay.
asking for like $200 or $300. And I mean, like for example, there was a vehicle, an F-250 down in Springfield, Missouri, going into Findlay, Ohio, which is just below Toledo. They had it listed for only, I think it was 80 some cents a mile. The mileage on it was 678. We asked for 700. The guy said no, he would only do six. He only had listed for 550. He only had, so I said he'd do six. I said no. And I told my dispatcher, I said, wait a minute, he's going to call you back. Not within 2 minutes, he called back
And
and
what did he
said,
do? What did he
I'll do
book it for?
650.
650. Okay.
Yeah, he said he'd do it for 650.
Yeah.
Okay, so he says he's going to send it to us, but here's the kicker.
No.
Says he's going to send it to us, calls us back
No.
5 more minutes later, and he says, oh man, it's not ready till next Monday. So yeah,
Wow.
there we
So,
go.
you know, that could
So
be
nobody knows
true.
what they're doing
That
anymore.
could, do you think that was
Oh, I'm sure
true?
it was.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it was a dealer situation.
Yeah.
So yeah, I know that it was true. It's just that it's like I don't know if anybody else has noticed this, but they're listing cars all the time lately, and they're not ready. And they're not telling us they're not ready, or they're going to different places and they're not even doing actually going to this place. I had that happen just yesterday. I sent a text to Jay about a load that I try to take. I've got a guy in Columbus and he's going back home to New Orleans, and we're getting outrageous money, by the way, like $1,220,000, $1,100. Well, they had a big broker had one on there for $1,100. It was a little tiny car, Honda Civic. I called to take it, said it was going to Baton Rouge. And then they're like, no, I'm sorry, it's not going to Baton Rouge. It's really going to, I don't know how to pronounce it. I always call it Oopaloosa, but I know that's not what you
Oh yeah,
pronounce
no, I
it.
know this one. You should, yeah. You go
You
ahead
know
and
who's
keep
that?
going. I think
Yeah.
I think you sent me
Yeah.
this
So,
picture.
yes, I did. And so, well, if you're putting the pic, yeah, is that it? A different one.
This one.
Yes, that was not going to Baton Rouge. It was going further over. I don't know if you guys know where. I don't want to say it again. I know I'm pronouncing it wrong. Do you know how to pronounce it? It's not
Ooh,
Oopaloosa.
I think it's Oompa Loompa. Okay, that's not. I'm pretty sure it's Opelousas. I
Okay,
think
thank you. Anyways, that's
Opelousas.
even further to the west of Baton Rouge. So it's even further.
Okay.
So they didn't even put actually going to or
They didn't
anything.
even
They just
bother.
told me when I called to get it. Yes. So I was like, nope, not going there. Sorry. And I really wanted to say, you might want to list it for the right place because nobody's going to call for it, or at least put actually going to on there. But needless to say, this is happening a lot. I think it's because, I mean, they're having a problem with moving these cars. I don't know if everybody's noticed this, but nothing's moving because either they're not putting them on there right, or it's because there's, I don't know if there's a lack of drivers, a lack of, I'm not sure what's going on, but the rates are outrageous. I mean,
Yeah,
you
they
can see
are.
right there, that says $1.26 a
Yeah, I
mile,
was looking
right?
at that. That is
I took two
outrageous.
other ones. Yes. We took two of them out of Columbus going into Kenner, Louisiana. One is paying $1,000 and the other one's paying $1,220. And they're not big vehicles. And then I just took to replace that one that I was trying to get, that Civic, I took another small car out of Heath, which was Carvana. And it's going into Hattiesburg, which is right along our route into Kenner. And they had it listed for nine. I asked them for $1,000 and they said, okay. And wasn't even a question. They just did it and I got it.
Right. That well,
So
that's
he's getting all
under.
that.
Well, here's the thing. We were talking about this Tuesday night again because this was the Superflow show. How do so many brokers have no idea where the drivers are? There's got to be because
You
we're
mean
talking about
like
this. Okay. So, and it's not. This is not a crack against brokers. It's a crack against technology. Or
Right.
so I don't know what it is. But the thing is that. Why there shouldn't be random phone calls by random brokers to random dispatchers and random carriers get the word random going.
To see if we got a driver
actually,
in that area.
We need actually yes. random. Like those two. So anyways, but these random phone calls, what are the chances? I've always said this. If a broker calls
Why would
me,
they?
What are the chances my yes. driver's got an empty spot on that route? I mean, seriously.
I agree.
It's got to be in
we're
the
getting
millions.
Probably at least 10 calls a day from big brokers.
And how many
asking
can you
if
actually,
we have drivers in certain places.
Okay, and how many of those
None.
10 calls can you actually help?
None.
Right.
I didn't help any of them.
I mean, it's got to be none. That's so why?
No. And the funny part is one of the brokers, well, two of the brokers have rules that you can't haul for them, right? Like Ready is closed down.
Geez,
I get calls from Ready
that.
At least 4 or 5 times right. a day. And I get calls from Wholesale at least 4 or 5 times a day. Wholesale has a rule that you have to be 6 months and 20 current ratings. And Rat closed down their doors again. And I'm like, okay, so if you guys are calling us this heavily, then you probably need to open up your doors to let us haul for you again. There's a problem, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
No, you're
This is
you're
what
totally
happened
right.
during the first part of COVID.
Yes. If you are.
And we told Ready the other day. You know what
say.
I told them?
Yeah.
They called for a load and yeah. we said, we have drivers in your area, but you will not let us haul for you. And that was all it was. And they said, okay, thanks. Not even cluing into the fact, like, maybe we should go talk to somebody. And say, hey, maybe we should open up the doors for these people. You know,
See?
We need drivers.
So this is
but
where,
they
remember,
don't.
We talked about sharing. Go ahead. Share this YouTube link. Send it. Send it to the broker. We're going to keep talking about brokers. We have a lot to
yeah.
talk about today.
Yeah.
Send this link to your
oh,
favorite
yeah,
broker
a,
that I'll actually talk to you and say, listen, I'm not the only one on the planet with these problems. There's a whole show about it now. Right? I mean,
right.
yeah, it's a little bit of a crazy show. You're going to get annoyed and, you know, he's got all these props and stuff. But for real, I mean, that's why this is almost a comedy show, because this is bananas. And those
yeah.
random phone calls,
yeah.
I really don't understand. How much time are you wasting making random phone calls to carriers?
Exactly.
You have no idea
exactly.
if they're anywhere near them. Just because they're from Youngstown, Ohio,
yeah.
doesn't mean they're in Youngstown, Ohio.
Right. They're not sitting there waiting for the load to come in.
That's
yeah,
nuts.
I agree.
That's so dumb.
Well, and I had a situation with the Rolls Royce. We'll talk about the Rolls Royce yesterday.
Okay.
So I took a load. Well, I called for a load. They had listed on Central for $900. And so they said, okay, it's a bigger broker. I'm not going to say who it was, but they called me and they said, well, can you do it for $840? That's what I told my customer. I said, no. I need the 900 that you have it listed for because my other two vehicles that I'm taking from Cleveland to Atlanta are paying $1,000 a piece. Now, whether that was the truth or not, I'm not going to tell you. But either way, I'm not going to take something. If you're going to list it for the price listed on Central, that's what you should be paying. You shouldn't play this crap with, oh, well, I screwed up and I listed it for less. Can you do it for $840? Can you help? That's what he's like. Can you help a brother out? I said, no, I can't. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Well, I just don't understand what's going on. He goes, I've been doing this for 10 years and I can't understand why it's so high of rates for Cleveland. I said, well, I've been doing it for 15 years and that's the rates that are going on right now. I said, when there's 69,000 loads on the board, this is called supply and demand and you're going to have to pay whatever's out there to get your cars moved. Mm-hmm. And he's like, okay, I'll get you your money. So,
well, it is
and
funny.
I
love that story because it's a reflection of the perception of where we've gotten in life. We're so
yes.
used to, like, you know, getting stuff on Amazon for pennies on the dollar that when we do have to pay for something
yeah.
and it wasn't our idea, oh
yeah.
man, are we chapped.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I don't understand how they don't, if you've been a broker for 10 years and been doing this for 10 years, you know what's going on out here in the big bad world.
Absolutely.
And if you don't, there's a problem.
You do. You're going to have to open less cases of champagne
money.
This month.
Yes, exactly. And throwing your money up in the air.
Yeah.
But yeah,
right. We're
I
not
going
to be able to make it rain on Friday night. Oh. And I know that's so not fair. But dispatchers, I don't know any wealthy dispatchers. Do you? I know that's a trick question. But
no.
Seriously, you know, because we were talking about this on DOT compliance yesterday, the real cost of trucking. Did you
yeah.
know that, like, 40% of a carrier's money goes right through the gas tank? He can't negotiate with the gas station. You know, I don't have much money this month. Can I pay less for gas this month? No.
Right.
Leave.
Now we got gas shortages on top of everything.
Oh my gosh, right?
Mm-hmm.
But so, yes, I just want to put it to bed. To post, if you're posting a rate on Central or anywhere, and then when you get a bite and you say, oh, actually, can you do it for less? What are you freaking thinking? That is so ridiculous.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's one of the things that ticks me off the most is when I call for that, and then they do that. It's always an excuse, too. It's always like, well, I told my customer this amount of money, and then I raised the price without asking them. Well, then you probably shouldn't have done that. It's going to come out of your pocket, as far as I'm concerned, if you want me to take the load.
That's the thing. So. Exactly. You know what? It pains me that you had this conversation with your customer. You shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. No. You can see what the rates are. You didn't. You just listed this car. Exactly. So you can see what the rates are doing, you know.
Oh, speaking of, sorry, let's look at some loads. This is like our third show in a row. Nobody has a Route Scout request because there's plenty of loads. You can't walk outside the Copart without tripping over cars that need to get moved.
Exactly. John asked me earlier with Paladin Enterprises because he's going to go out next week, and he said, so what are we doing about the gas prices? Are they going to give us a gas, what do they call it for freight? What's it called? It's not a per diem, but it's a fuel surcharge. I said, they don't do that in this industry. That's in freight. I said, but John, really, they are paying $1 plus a mile. I don't think we have to worry about that. That's more than we usually get. So they're going to have to keep these prices up anyways because of how many loads are on the board and the lack of drivers. So I think that's going to help us get through this crisis with the gas right now. I think our bigger crisis is not having gas in certain areas, because that is happening. I don't know if people have experienced it yet, but it is happening.
Well, yeah, and I think that's almost over or something. I don't know. Let us know in the live chat, because I'm not. But if you're in North Carolina, I hope you can get gas. Yeah,
that's one of them. Yeah. Tennessee, North Carolina is where we had problems. I mean, we have it right. I'm on the border of Arkansas, and I'm only 30 miles away from Mountain Home, Arkansas, and they didn't have gas there.
Wow.
So, and I'm a little tiny town. You know what I mean?
That is crazy.
So,
man.
That's kind of crazy. Yeah.
Well, and
yeah, are we even considered a town? We're not really a town. We're probably a municipal or something like that. I don't know. We only have 200 people here, so who knows?
No gas for you.
Okay. Yes, exactly. So, I was thinking we could look at gold bars like we like to do.
Oh,
I
love the gold bar service.
And I have Florida.
Yeah.
So. Great. Gold Let's bars start. Which one we got? I've got both of them up. I've got Los Angeles or I've got Florida. Which one you want to do?
I think Florida's probably more popular.
Okay. I have been so trying to send people to Florida, and I cannot find good loads to go to Florida.
Really?
And I never say that. But good God, the loads are so outrageous out of there right now that you need to do it. I mean, this is the time. And then you also get to be by the beach. Hey, have fun with it. So... Let's see.
Oh, all yeah. Right. When you know you're being tricked when they start talking about tourism instead of the rate. Like,
yeah. Holy crap. What's this? Oh, well, those should be. But that's really good even. So this tow truck probably weighs, I don't know, 15,000 pounds. So I don't know. That can only probably go on the step deck. But considering that this is paying as much as this, I'm really kind of shocked.
That is pretty good for what it is.
All right. So it looks like there's a bunch of stuff going to Alabama, but they're kind of spread out because you got Fort Pierce, you got Orlando, Fort Myers. What else we got? Wow. That's a big truck, though. This is paying $252 for an enclosed 1500, but it's tall. It must have a pretty good, decent sized lift kit on it.
Mm.
Wow. Ready Auto has Davie to Augusta, Georgia for $750, $1.27 a mile.
Wow.
Wow.
That is crazy. You never see that.
Yeah, don't even worry about it.
Look at this
Oh
one.
my
This is
gosh.
$1,000 for Beacon shipping.
I know. And it's going to freaking Georgia, dude.
Yeah, and Columbus is right before you
Holy
get into
cow.
Atlanta.
Wow, that is really amazing. Whoa.
Yeah, that's outrageous. That's all I got.
Whoa. So do you think that's a dealer move, right?
A Beacon shipping is usually dealer to dealer, generally
I
speaking.
mean, oh my God, that dealer's got to sell that truck and they'll do anything to
Yeah.
get it. I wonder where it's coming from.
Fort Lauderdale
I
could be
mean,
Manheim.
Exactly, the
I mean,
auction.
honestly,
It's
yeah,
probably,
it
so
could
the
be.
auction back to the deal. So, and so de that's auction to dealership, probably.
I bet.
And then they
Yeah, I would
still, I
bet.
don't know if they need to do any recon on it. It could be ready for the customer. Wow.
That's crazy. I'd jump
Wow.
on that. If you're there, jump on that.
Man, that is, that's
Let's see.
amazing.
The Nicertas has three out of Tampa going into
Wow.
Columbus, Georgia. That's okay. I mean, it's still a dollar a mile. Don't get me wrong. I mean, as long as they're all picking up to the same place, dropping the same place, that's a good load.
Right, four pickups, nine drop-offs.
Yeah.
Okay, I know
Looks like
that might have been unfair, but we've seen that kind of
it
stuff.
happens.
Yeah,
Yes, we have.
we have.
There's a Fort Myers going to Chicago for $1,300 a dollar a mile. What does no comment mean? Look at that. What does that
Wow.
mean? No comment.
No comment. What?
Don't know what that means
I've
exactly.
never seen that, but I like it. I do. I appreciate that. Don't talk to me.
No comment. Look, we got one going to St. Louis for $1,100. You got one going to Peoria for $1,250. I mean, good Lord.
Wow.
Go to
This is
Florida. I never say go
incredible,
to
man.
Florida. Go
I
to
know you don't. It's so amazing. So you can't get
Florida.
into Florida? I mean, for a decent
No, I
rate?
haven't found anything decent to take me into Florida yet. I've been
Really
actually
weird.
trying to send, I got a guy in Oklahoma. I've been trying to send him to Florida, but the Florida rates are only like 50 cents a mile to get in there. Let's see. Jacksonville to New Orleans, $700, $1.27 a mile. Holy crap. Here's two going into Lexington. They say Ford units, so those might be big trucks. Here's another one going into
And
Kenner
we're
for
still green.
RPM out of
You've
Orlando.
been scrolling and it's been green,
Yes.
green, green. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is wild, man.
Let's see.
Is this a good time to be
Here's
a
another one.
dispatcher?
Yeah, it makes our life a little bit easier
Right?
most of the time,
I wonder if there'll be like a
unless
surge
we've
in
sent you someplace we
dispatchers.
can't get out. Let's see. Yeah, of course there will be.
Yeah.
Here's the problem, and I always explain this to new drivers. The rates are super high right now, but I don't want you to expect this is going to be the real deal from now on because this will change. It's great to be out there right now, but just keep in mind we can't do this every single week. Okay, so.
Ty's in here ready to party. We are. Hey, Ty,
Hey, Ty.
we're having a rate party. I mean, these load board rates
Are
are greats.
crazy.
Yeah, this is
Yeah, you
cool.
put the diamond on there. Hey, yeah.
I know, he
Let's
always
see.
gets a diamond, the hands, the rocket, and the boom.
Let's
Diamond hands, rocket, boom.
see. Yeah, these are all, if you notice, these are all over a dollar. These are not just a dollar.
Still going.
They're, yeah. Now, the enclosed stuff, I'm still going to complain about that. It should be more than what they're paying for a regular car.
And so you should. Yes, absolutely.
Holy crap. Look at that one.
Which
That
one?
can't be right. You think that's right? $6.13 a mile enclosed trailer from Jacksonville to Bluffton, South Carolina, $1,000. And you have
No.
to have a lift gate and a twick. Well, most enclosed trailers do have a lift gate, though. Holy crap.
I
That's
don't know.
outrageous.
I don't know.
I
May I
bet
mean
that's right.
maybe? Yeah.
I could probably go look it up, and oh no, I can't. You notice, okay, so anytime a service has like not a number, you're gonna have to call them. And they probably are having you call them because they really want to make sure that you're enclosed and not just some guy calling up and
Interesting. You
taking
know,
your
like the
order.
secret handshakes. I like that.
The
That's good
service has a lot
stuff.
listed on here today if you look at
I
that.
saw that too, yeah.
Wow. Out of Florida. That's crazy. ACV's got several on here today too, I notice.
Well, they're both growing companies. They are. Both of those companies are growing like crazy. They're in the business news all the time. In fact, Assertus just made another. Oh, I think it's a financial company partnership, something like that. Yeah, so. But they do a lot. Yeah, Assertus does a lot of acquisitions, partnerships, that kind of stuff. And so does ACV. ACV recently got a lot of money. I don't know if it was a year or two
Really?
ago, but anyways, yeah.
Cool. Wow. I mean, there's a lot on here. Okay, so we're at the end of the green loads, but we still like
Wow.
it was 600, I think 83 loads that are dollar a mile. With a minimum of $300, I think is what I put in there.
Well, check this out.
So that just tells
This is another thing we were talking about Tuesday night with Superflow. So, as a dispatcher, and
you
you and I now, you and I know that we're used to sifting through the loads. But let's say you're new. Let's say you're a driver
right.
and you're driving. There's no way you have time to sift through all these loads or know what you're looking at. And
No.
with Superflow, when you do a
Right.
route scout, it'll help determine quickly the best paying routes based on what it is you want to do.
Right.
So again, with technology, it helps that random broker not make random phone calls, and it helps random drivers not have to sift through random lists of random loads. And they can actually find something that will actually be on their route and actually pay, and they won't have to actually deal with some random broker that might actually just be pulling another trick. Try the veal.
Actually agree with you.
Looks like there's a lot of
Thank you.
a lot of stuff going to Alabama and Arkansas. I mean, if you're in Florida, there shouldn't be any reason to get out. Even if you're doing cross country, it looks like there's plenty of stuff going to California. There's stuff going to Arizona. I'm not saying take these big, huge things, but there's other stuff on here. We got
Well,
shuttle buses
yeah.
on here.
Skip the shuttle. I don't care what
We've
the
got an
shuttle bus is
Airstream
paying.
trailer.
Skip it.
Airstream trailer Freightliner. Here's another. This is probably
And
the same
they're gonna
Airstream
call, and
boat,
then you're gonna
but.
call them, and they're gonna be like, "Yeah, I posted the shuttle bus for 3 grand, but can you really do it for 750?
Yeah.
Please, I'll catch you on the next one."
Well, and I don't know if you've noticed, there's a lot of double brokering going on, and I think I know
Like it's a
why.
skate park, and you just ran into some like shady guy under the bridge. Hey, buddy, listen, come here.
So there's a lot of, I don't know if you saw that, but there's a lot of double brokering on here, and I've noticed it a
Oh,
lot too out of some
ooh.
of these loads. So these thousands of loads, a lot of them are double brokering, and I know what's happening. So this is what's going on. So let's say a person calls to get a quote. All right. They call five people. They always call at least five
You
people.
need help?
They're all listing these cars on here for whatever they think is going to go. It doesn't move because either they've taken more money from the customer and not listing it for enough money. And then they're calling the next broker saying, this guy hasn't moved this. I had this happen to me this last week, by the way. So I know it's happening. And it was, he had it with a broker that I absolutely hate. And you know which one it is.
Oh.
Anyways, and he'd had it with this broker for 2 weeks.
I think you've had it with this broker.
And yeah, I've had it with that broker too. But anyways, for 2 weeks, and he said nobody's moving it. Nobody. And I said, well, it's because they never answer the phone calls. They're like one of the worst brokers out there. I said, I'll get it on there for you, but you got to call them and get it off the board. I got it moved within 2 days. And I'm like, it's because they don't answer the phone. They don't answer their texts. They don't answer their phones. It's always some kind of scandalous thing that happens. In fact, that one of the things we're going to talk about today is that particular broker that I sent you that they listed two vehicles and then told me it was
Yeah.
just only one the other day. It's
I
that
saw
broker.
that posting. Yeah, that's whacked. Yeah, we are. We're going to get some stories here real soon. I mean, we're on a story
Oh, wow,
now,
we
but
got a
yeah.
boat.
But I want to say this is that the thing about the customer calling the broker, because we have, again, I talk about these social problems, but they relate to why we see these whacked out ideas and methods.
Yeah.
And that we've been trained to all believe that we're smarter than everybody else. So you've got a customer that's never moved a vehicle before, but they're like, oh, I'm going to game the system. I'm going to call five people. Well, guess what? They're all doing the same thing. You're not smarter than five brokers. I promise you. They have moved cars all day long. All right? If you're a new car shipping customer and you happen to stumble in here, you are not smarter than five brokers. I guarantee it. They've been doing this every day. Okay.
Yeah. But I know that's where some of these thousands, extra thousands of loads are, is the double brokering, because like one broker couldn't get it done, so they called another broker. So if you're seeing that multiple listings, that's what's going on. And it's always, and I hate to say this, but it's always certain brokers that you have this happen with. But I have seen
it's because they've got that. You see
they really
that guy
don't have a contract.
You see the guy in the city with the shells, and he's got the cards, and man, he wins every time. He knows what he's doing.
Well, and I know the brokers that are doing it are always the ones that do not have a real contract, and some of them come through UShip, and they're saying they've got the contract until you call them, and then they're like, well, let me call the customer. Let me find out for you. And then you never hear from them because they've already moved it through somebody else or something like that. But that's happening a lot. I also noticed that, and I just so everybody knows, I love Backlot Cars. I think they're one of the better companies out there. They're like an auction house like ACV is. And they have their own thing too, and they're based out of Kansas City. They're getting bigger.
Yep.
Their customers are also listing their cars as well, and you'll see double brokering of that happening. And I don't know why that's happening unless they're not explaining to their customer that they're trying to find somebody for their car.
Yeah.
But they are putting their load on there, and then the dealership is listing their same vehicle. So watch out for that. I don't know why. But you got to kind of...
Well, I'll tell you what. And you know what? Here's an invitation. I would love for a broker caught up in a double listing situation. I'd love to talk to them. Find out what's your take on the double list. Because I think at some point, you've done this too, Sue. You've called a broker and said, hey, did you know that there's another broker posting that vehicle?
Oh.
You know, what's your take on this? And it's interesting.
Well, you know, we did that too.
Yeah.
We took one that was double brokered out of Oklahoma City going into Tennessee. It was brokered through Right Way, and it was brokered through another broker. When we called Right Way to take the load, we told them what was going on, and they told us we were wrong, that was impossible. And I said, I'm pretty sure that's possible. The exact same vehicle, exact same city, exact same delivery. Well, here's the funny part. Because you know how I tell you guys what we do is, like, if it's double brokered, we call the place we're picking up and say, okay, this is the name of our company. Please do not dispatch this to anybody but us. So we don't have that problem. You know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. So my driver picked it up. 2 hours later, he got a call from the pickup and said, there's another driver here trying to pick up this vehicle. I don't know what's going on.
That person, by the way, hats off to that person. That person actually gives me hope for humanity. Right? Because that's cool. Because you know, there's plenty of people who are like, oh, wow, I got a driver here and one on the phone. I'm totally going to game these guys. I'm going to get this thing moved for free. They're going to pay me to do it.
Well, and the thing about it is that also means the driver that showed up never verified it. They just showed up. And I had a broker, was it today or yesterday, that said, please don't just show up. Please make sure you call the customer ahead of time like we always do. But there's a lot of dispatchers and transporters that do not call before they arrive and verify anything. And that's why I always say verify, because otherwise you're wasting your time and money and, you know, all of the above. You want to make sure that car is there before you send your driver there.
Again, I know technology can't fix everything, but that is so silly. That people are still that. I mean, we really are in the Stone Age.
Why would you
move something that this is basically your business relies on that car being there, and you're not going to call ahead?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Well, I've come across a few dispatch companies that from drivers that have come to me from them, and they said that they don't verify. I said, why would they not verify? That's part of their job, just so that you're not running someplace where that car may be gone, or you know, or it's at a different location because they moved it to their sublot, or you know how that all works. But there are plenty of them out there that do that, that do not verify. They just get the load, tell the driver, you know, here's your loads. There you go, figure
That'd
it
be
out.
like booking a load
And
and not even knowing what it pays. Oh, I'm sure they'll pay me
exactly.
good.
Exactly. But it happens, and it's still happening.
And that's again, I get back to the broker. Maybe the broker is smart because some brokers have figured out how to make all these games work because, you know, maybe it's not that hard to trick this many people at once. That sounds like a video. That sounds like a clickbait video. 5 ways to trick people easily in auto transport. And here we go. Number one.
Yeah. And it does. It happens all day, every day. I mean, we deal with it constantly. Even when you verify, sometimes it will still happen because, like, we had it happening, what it was like 3 weeks ago. I told you I was complaining that every place we called to verify told us the car was there. We showed up and they were not there. And then we were even talking to managers. So what I figured out was it was more or less, they just don't care. They're just telling us the car's there and just don't care.
All
Come
right.
get it, kind of thing.
Here's what we're gonna do. All right, we're gonna go through. Because I got so many things. I can't move all this stuff to next week. We talked about
Okay.
gas stations running out of fuel. We are told. I think we are told that this will be fixed, and in a week we'll be talking about this just as much as the ship stuck in the Suez Canal. This is Darren's truck. Thank you, Darren. Please send your photos, autotransportintel@gmail.com.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right? That is. It's
Yeah.
pretty impressive. He's one heck of a
That is,
experienced
that's
driver.
11 vehicles.
Man, Darren is the stuff,
11.
dude.
Yeah, it's 11 on there.
That's
Wow. That's
amazing.
crazy.
I know. Really nice. Really good job. Yeah, he's a
Yeah.
pro, Darren. Let's see here. Okay, Arizona to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Sure.
Why not?
Well, it's COD. Call it, honey. Okay,
I'm
here we
rowing
go.
in that boat.
Here's a good one. So, what do I need to become a legal dispatcher? This guy
Starting a
watched
company.
the broker versus dispatcher discussion. What do I need to become a legal dispatcher? How do you, what do you,
Well,
what, yeah, exactly. How do you answer this?
So I have a lot of people call me about this. And okay, so as we all know, they say we have to have a broker bond. I don't, that's really not true as of yet. I think they may eventually try to do that. But to become a dispatcher, basically you need a computer, a phone, and a driver. So,
You just said something important. You need a
go ahead.
broker's bond. Why in the world are we talking broker's bond when it's a dispatcher? You don't say to be a
Right.
broker, you need a dealer's license. What are you talking
Exactly.
about?
Yeah. Well, that's their whole thing, is that they're trying to say that we have to have a broker bond if we dispatch for more than one company. So the rule is, what they're claiming is, if you're dispatching for the same company and they have multiple trucks, you wouldn't have to. If you're dispatching for multiple companies, you're supposed to. I mean, there's dispatchers out there that do not have broker bonds. And nobody's doing anything about it yet. I think if they keep pushing this, they probably will. But
Well,
I think
and
they got
there's
other things to worry about other than a dispatcher
well,
right
and now
now.
they got
You know?
me, right, fighting. I mean, we talk about this every show.
Yeah, we
I
do.
appreciate James Lamb coming on the show and talking about his version of the facts, and he may even have law on his side, which is, again, I say this, man created laws, and laws change. You've seen it. Name a law that's changing right now or changed recently. I know you can, because man created laws, and man can change laws. And if laws don't make sense, it's time to change the law. Now, if you're trying to change the law to make it
Yeah.
illegal, well, we've made stupid laws before, and I'm sure we'll make them again. But dispatchers, I'll tell you what's going to fix the dispatcher problem. This whole federal AB5 thing where you can't be an independent contractor anymore. Well, I got to live in cubicles, and okay, well, that'll fix that. So There you go. All right, I'm going to move on because I get hot under the collar. I hate that topic. All right, so not actually going to Baton Rouge. We cover that one. And it's not even mentioned. Love that stuff. Okay, what's going on here?
Okay, so that was what I was talking about. So they had these two vehicles listed. They had two different reference ID numbers. And this is the carrier that I do not like. I called them because I was like, I'll go get these for that kind of money. Who wouldn't, right? $1.77 a mile for two of them. Kildare is up by Ponca City, so it wasn't that big of a deal. Ponca City's about 100 miles north of Oklahoma City, or I could go to Wichita from there. So I called them and I said, okay, so you have two loads listed. I give her the one reference ID and I said, you have another load listed. And she's like, no, that's double brokered with another company. I said, no, that's you listing the other vehicle. So if you're double brokering, you're double brokering yourself. And she's like, what do you mean? I said, so I give her the other order. Oh, well, that's a mistake. Really only the Dodge Ram is available. I said, then you might want to remove the other listing because it's very confusing and you're going to get multiple phone calls for it. And I think
the Ford's not even an actual real. Are you saying the Ford isn't even a real? Why did they post it?
She told me only the Dodge Ram was the real load. I don't know. That's what I asked her. I said, why would you list both of them? But if you knew the company I'm talking about, you'd know why they listed them, just because they do that kind of stupid crap all the time. But and honestly, their loads are never ever good. So I wasn't expecting to get it. Sometimes you just got to razz these people because I get sick of the stupid crap that comes up on Central Dispatch. So I called for it to see what was really going on with it. And of course it was all not real because literally I saw it go off as soon as I called on it. So I don't know if either one of them were good either way.
So what's funny
they usually aren't. I was surprised they answered the phone, to be honest. Usually they don't.
This might be a good time to bring this up because we actually had somebody mention dummy load, and I don't know what it. What's a dummy load? Do you know what a dummy load is?
Yes, they do. They do it all the time, but they don't put dummy load on there. They put on there. So what they're doing is they'll put them on. It's like a fishing pond for me is the way I consider it for dispatch center.
Okay,
they're putting a load on there to see if they can get an idea if somebody would take that load test loads is what they'll put them on there. They'll put test load on there sometimes. And I think that's so they can see if how many people actually call for it to see if they could really move it. I mean, it could have something to do with U-Ship for all I know. Like they're trying to see if they could get this move for this customer too. You know what I mean?
But
if they list it, it could be something to that effect.
All right, hold on a second. I'm going to put this in the bag of tricks. Explain to me, what other industries are there dummy products? Like, I mean, am I wrong? We go to a restaurant, you order the soup. Oh, I'm sorry, that was dummy soup. Like, what are you talking about? What do you mean this is a dummy load? It's not real?
True.
Why is there a dummy load? I'm sure there's a good reason, but I don't get it. You're looking at houses. Gosh, honey, I love this house. Let's take it. I'm sorry, that's a dummy house. What?
Yeah.
I could do this all day. I don't get it. I just don't philosophically don't get it. But Jay, get away from the philosophy and you'll be better off. Here we go. Man, I feel you. I just went through a similar dispute and lost. A broker gave me a negative rating for picking up a day late, even though we still delivered on time and the dealership was happy. Why did he get a negative?
I don't know. I'm dealing with something right now similar. I've got a driver that's been broke down. So we all know that breakdowns are a pain in the butt all the way around. But we also know that parts are so hard to find because of COVID, right?
Totally, right.
So I had a driver break down he picked up on Friday. We broke down on Saturday. We're only 2.5 hours away from the delivery on two of them. And we called them. Okay, so you guys all know me well enough to know that we call and let everybody know what's going on. Half the transporters out there break down. You never even hear from them for 2 weeks, and then you find out. So we call and we call. We call every single day, tell them what the status is. And this guy seriously starts screaming at us, telling us that we don't take care of our equipment, that he was giving us a negative, that we needed to take less money for the load because we've had it for 2 weeks, which we'd only had it for 1 week so far. And like we explained to him, we can't control the stuff that happens out there in the big bad world. We are literally broken down. What happened was we got fixed in Dallas, Texas. We only made it to Louisville, Kentucky with the fix. And everything that the guy had done down in Dallas, Texas, which my driver has a lawsuit going against him for about $50,000 right
now.
Broke. It was all put in backwards. The seals, the bearings, everything were put in backwards. That's why we broke down again. Then we got to Louisville, Kentucky. Of course, they couldn't find the parts because we had to wait for the parts when we were in Dallas because nobody has anything. And we've been waiting for parts. Then the place that we were at in Louisville is also screwed, shall we say. They didn't order the parts. Then they ordered the parts. They were the wrong parts. Then everybody quit at the place. So nobody could fix the truck. So we've been waiting another whole week for this to get done. So now they're really pissed
off.
It's
time to shut down the garage.
And they're
this
screaming, yelling at us.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. And I offered this broker, I don't know how many times, to call them. He could talk to the service manager. He will know we're not lying. And they're like, well, just get another truck. And we're like, it's not the truck. It's the trailer itself. We have nothing. We're not like a multiple company. I don't even have anybody in the area that could help this driver to go drop them off. So because they're also big trucks on top of that. So I need something big. And they just on and on and on and on. Right. And keeps saying that you need to discount this driver, I mean this customer. I don't know about anybody else, but times are tight. When you break down and it costs you $10,000, it's really hard to give them a discount for a delivery. And also the law states you have 30 days to deliver a vehicle. I don't know if everybody knows that, but that's the law.
Nice.
And so whether he gives me a negative or not, I'm going to try to get out of it just because, I mean, this is a legit breakdown. And because their parts are so random everywhere, they couldn't find them. They've had them shipped twice because they're idiots. But I mean, it's kind of out of our hands. And we're dealing with this guy who's just being obnoxious. You know what I mean? I mean, we're getting cussed out every single day. And there's nothing I can do about it.
Wow.
And, you know, when you tell them, I'm sorry, this is, you know, this is happening. I mean, what do you want us to do? Well, I want you to discount. I need you to go get another truck and a trailer and do this and do that. And I'm like, it doesn't work like that. You can't just walk out the door and say, hey, I need your trailer.
That's another thing about, there we go. I'm going to make another social commentary is that every time we feel like something didn't go our way, we want another discount.
Yeah.
It's like ingrained in humanity now. Well, it works in reverse. Yeah. Now that rates are high, carriers want more money.
Yeah.
They're people too. You're not smarter than five brokers. It is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, here you are. You have this major problem. That's why all this garbage, we're all in this together and all this stuff. Stop.
Yeah.
We're not. No. We're clearly not. We never were.
They don't care.
No. Nobody cares.
Nope.
So this guy got I mean, they picked up a day late, delivered on time. The dealership's happy. They still got a negative rating. Welcome to Auto Transport. That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
That is why.
I would dispute that. And
right. I love, you know, I love memes.
I wouldn't have a negative.
I absolutely love memes because they say it all. Memes say so much. So this is so I made a new meme. You want to see my new meme? I'm so proud of it. Ready?
What you got?
Welcome to Auto Transport. I was talking about the Lucha Libre guys. And Auto Transport is a wrestling ring, and people are wearing clown masks and just doing whatever they want. This is Auto Transport, so welcome. We now have a meme. Our industry now has a meme. I'm so proud of it. And there's me in the middle in a referee shirt. No, and I think that there are probably some load boards that should probably have this as their default screen. Welcome. That way you know.
Yes.
Right? You're not surprised.
Yeah.
By all the craziness.
Yeah.
Welcome to Auto Transport. I think it's brilliant. I'm biased. All right. Let's see here. Now there's actually there are some folks that want you to be informed. Julie, a Nationwide Auto Transport.
Right.
Okay, this is, you know, it's amazing because there's so much information about yard rules and whatnot. Be sure you're using AIAG damage codes.
Yes,
that's for new vehicles, right? Yeah. Additionally, we need three photos. One of the VIN. That's a really good idea. And that's why I want to point this out. Taking a shot of the VIN You can never go wrong. How many times have people picked up the wrong car? Right? And when you take a photo of the damage, take a close-up picture of the damage, and then take one that gives perspective. If you take a photo, if you got a nasty scratch, and you take a close-up of the scratch, and that's all I got, I don't know where that is. Give me some perspective. In filmmaking, this is called the establishing shot. Let me know where in the world that is. So I don't have to walk around the car looking for the scratch. You must check in at the gate upon arrival. Perform damage inspections while units are still in the bay before you start the engine.
Yes.
Always have the agent come to the bay to mark any
damage. I was
telling
my driver this too.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. This is the rail yard. This is rail yards. This is what you do every time at a rail yard. Yeah.
I mean, they have specific rules. Yeah, because if you move that thing and then inspect
it. I'm glad she puts this on.
I know. Isn't this great? Always have the agent come to the bay to mark up any damage as you find prior to moving the... Do not move the unit.
Yeah.
You were going to say.
Otherwise, you're in trouble for it. You get, it's your damage if you move that vehicle.
Yeah, you just bought it.
I will say there's several companies that dispatch rail yard cars. And I mean, I know the rules, so I was telling my drivers, but most drivers do not know this rule. And they should be putting all this on their loads as well, and they're big brokers. So there's no real excuse for not putting it on there.
And so that's one of the actual functions of the show is to actually provide information. Always send a copy of the signed trip sheet to our email and leave a copy at the yard. Those yards like copies of stuff. Just like the gate pass at the Mannheim. Always code up damages in the app and ask them to sign
Because nobody explains.
Yeah. You were going to say nobody?
Yeah, nobody explains how to pick up at Mannheim either. I mean, no broker explains the whole Mannheim thing. Or Odessa, how to write stuff on the gate pass and turn it in and stuff like that. Nobody explains that.
That's because welcome to auto transport. Just jump in the ring, put on your mask, go for it. That's where we're at. It's 2021 and it's still Lucha Libre. Have some fun. Get in there, get you a SmackDown or two, and then tag me. I'll jump in. Let's see what else we got. Always code up damages in the app and ask for them to sign off as you're outgating. We know it's redundant, but it's your money. Always call for subunits if you cannot locate one that has been assigned to you. Then on delivery, always get signatures, have them print and sign their names. Always email a copy of the EPOD. And here's what's so interesting. There's all these rules, and yet you just mentioned, you were talking about, you got drivers and carriers showing up without even calling to verify the vehicle. That's why that's honestly why I'm doing the Lucha Libre. If you're showing up, you're just showing up randomly at locations, assuming there's a vehicle there for you. That is insane, man.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
Happens all the time.
It is nuts. I know.
Because I dispatch, you know, I'm a broker too, and they constantly do that. And even though I say, call 24 hours plus two, they will still show up and something will happen. Never fails. Like they closed or something like that. Because we always verify our cars anyways before we send them over. So we know that they're there. But I expect them to do their job too, or the dispatcher needs to do their job. Somebody needs to do it for them to make sure it's there and they park at the right place and, you know, the hours are correct, that kind of thing.
Well, and so Auction Direct Bobby says all of
our VLOs. Has anybody used this new app?
What's that?
Go ahead.
I just want to say.
I was asking about the rat thing. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. No, we're going to go to that next. All of our VLOs say, in all caps, must mark all damages and number of keys on the gate passes. Here's the problem. This is what I see. And I saw this early on in dispatching. When everything's in all caps, guess how much gets read? It's not about putting it in all caps.
I put mine
it's about raising the reasonable minimum education of what is known as Lucha Libre Auto Transport. In fact, if that name is available, I would love somebody go ahead and buy Lucha Libre Auto Transport LLC. It'll make sense. You show up at dealerships and they'd be like, "Man, that makes sense to me." One Dispatch mobile app. See what I did there? Non sequitur. New additional required photo. New required photo will be for keys to the vehicle. Now you got to take a shot of the keys. So here's your six required inspection photos. Driver front, driver rear, passenger front, passenger rear, odometer, and keys. You were going to say, Sue?
Well, I was just curious if anybody's using the new app. If any of these people online today are using it. I don't think any of my drivers
have
yet.
Are you using
Carlos, are you using the new Ready Auto?
Yeah, are you using it?
I mean, I'm not.
Oh, right.
I don't have a way to use it.
What am I talking about?
Yeah.
This gets to the broker. This gets to the broker that is like, well, we sent it to the app. But yeah, but I'm the dispatcher. Uh-huh.
Well, and as far as like we were talking about, Auction Direct was talking about, you know, Manheim. I don't know if people realize this either, but Manheim is taking a picture as you leave the auction of the car. So if you don't write damage down, they've got the picture of it. You're going to be responsible for it as well. That started happening about a year or so ago.
What happened to you?
Oh, Carlos said he's using the app. Oh, well, they started taking pictures as you're leaving the auction of the what's going on with the car, like any damages. They take a picture as you're driving it out. So I've had drivers not write them on the gate pass. It actually happened to like one of my broker loads.
Wow.
And he didn't write
a shot
down damage on it.
Oh, my gosh. Here's a picture of you leaving the auction. So, no.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes. And here's the damage. There was no damage on the back of the car. And he got there and there was, and he tried to tell us that the damage happened at the auction. And we're like, no, here's a shot of the rear end of this vehicle. There was no damage as you left. So you have to be very careful with doing that.
This is
really?
This is like Fletch. Here's a picture of the dog that tried to bite me. It's like, wow, this is amazing. That is incredible technology. If there are pictures, here's a picture of you smashing the Honda into the wall. And so we know it was you. In fact, there's video. Here's the audio of you cussing about it. Oh my God, that is amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. That's why they're doing it. That's why they're taking the pictures. Bobby said they're not giving out the exit photos, though. Is it because you're the broker? They might be handing it out to the owner, I bet. Because that's what happened to mine. They gave it to my owner to prove that there was no damage when it left. That might be why.
Well, here's the question. And I like what we're talking about with Black Widow and the imaging. Because if you've got pictures and video and audio of the driver smashing the Honda into the wall... then can you just do the inspection too, so the driver can just drive around? In fact, can you help us get some of that technology so we can find the vehicle, so it doesn't take 2 hours to find it and then 4 hours to take photos with 20 different apps?
Yeah.
Is there a way we can get there? Jay, what's your? I'll forward you some. Yeah, great.
Well, Lot Vision is helping a little bit of that.
I always impersonate the dealer.
But they're not there yet.
Oh shoot. That's hilarious. I think it's time.
I don't blame you. They're still not giving it to you?
Are you a car? Right. Well, I've had to do that too.
Okay.
What dispatcher? That'd be a good question.
Me too. I have to.
Right?
Impersonates.
Exactly. Yeah. This will be the. What dispatcher has not made a phone call pretending to be somebody else? It's so true. Well, that's also part of the function of the society we live in now.
True,
now you have to lie to people because their expectations are through the roof. You can't even get to the top. All right, let's go to Are You a Car Shipping Guru? Who's ready?
Yeah.
You got to go to dispatchcenter.com/AskLarry. Hey, what's up, Eric? We'll bring you in here in a minute. We're going to do the Car Shipping Guru stuff. All right, so here we go. Fingers on the buzzers. We know we do the questions on Tuesday night, and on Thursday we reveal the answers. I know, pretty exciting. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Here we go. What is the most appropriate carrier pay amount to ship a 2017 Ford Escape from Boston to Vegas?
I want $1,535. I don't know if that's it, but
right.
Looks like it goes through
I think Eric, I think it's time for this would be a perfect time for you to join us. Because Eric is a and Eric, go ahead and you join by video if you want to, but audio only is all I'm looking for. And Eric is a broker. And that's why I've said, man, this is Auto Transport Intel is an open forum. Everybody's welcome here. I know it seems like you got a couple of dispatchers standing in the corner making fun of everybody. No. Dealers are welcome. Brokers are welcome. Carriers are welcome. If you want to sign off and share information, because you know this is true. I know. The truth hurts, and it's true. So yeah. If you want to share and add to the information, we do want to hear from you. Just send me an email, autotransportintel@gmail.com. Let's get it hooked up. In fact, I got to check my email. Okay, I don't see anything yet, Bobby, but I'll keep checking. All right. Oh, and here he is. Eric is here. Oh, perfect time, because we don't know the answer to this question yet, right? Eric, are you with us? Can you hear us?
Jay, can you hear me?
Oh, what's up? Hey, man, thanks for joining us.
How's it going? Hey, Sue, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Not too bad. Just got done taking my 4 and 6 year old shopping for mommy's birthday tomorrow. I picked him up from school and
it's a family business.
It is
a family business.
Yep.
So yeah. I'll tell you what, we're gonna jump right in. Did you see the question? What's the most appropriate carrier pay? What do you think? What do you think?
Well, I just ran my auto quoter at Easy Auto Ship, and it came up at 1511 COD. So I'm going to go up with the 1535.
Oh.
That's what I want, too.
So 1295. Oh, Larry says that's what it takes to get it moved. That's interesting. And, you know, this is a crazy market right now. So I agree. I think 15. Boston to Vegas?
True.
Yeah, I mean, if realistically,
I mean, I guess it depends.
If you let it sit there or someone's close to it, $1,300 will do it. But you know, like I said, we're placed being number one, and you know, all these different websites and people calling in. We quote things so that it flips in 48 hours. We just do too much volume to sit on it. It's too hard.
Right.
And like I said,
honestly,
we want
an 8-10 car hauler would probably take it.
Yeah, exactly.
And an 18 car will get the job done. Take that for $1,295. How long?
We have ours set at $1,500 basically for our sale right now. But like I said, I adjust our auto quoter a little bit higher than the regular TAQ that goes out. You know, that people, you know, it goes things on a range, and then you can adjust mileage from there. So ours is up a little bit higher. That's why I came out a little bit more.
Awesome. Hey, I want to share this. Wow, this is cool. Bobby sent the photos before we move on. Let's take a look here. So you can see that is an exit photo. Thank you, Bobby. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. That's an exit photo at is that a Mannheim? Wow, look at that.
It's
like a security photo.
It's one or the other, Odessa or Mannheim.
And then there's another
I don't know if Odessa's doing the pictures. I know Mannheim is.
Wow, and I mean, it tells you what gate. Never. Oh my gosh, this is crazy. Yeah. This really is like. So they got the photos. They know what's going on. There's the truck. Yeah, they can. You can see that's pretty good. That's pretty high.
So when you get the truck and the roof is damaged.
Yeah.
You know that they did it.
Wow. And there you go. So. The proof is in the pudding, and we have the pudding.
Looks like it.
Okay. All right, so we got the answer to that one. Here we go, next one. You can obtain a learner's permit to drive at this age in 6 states. you can obtain a learner's permit to drive at this age in 6 states. Learner's permit.
I'm going to say 15. 15?
15?
Yeah, I thought it was 15.
I think that's maybe a really
it's
good
that. If it's less than that, that's really scary.
Oh, it's 14. Ooh. Wow.
Oh, 14. My. 14?
In yeah. 6 states?
Well, that's scary.
We're going to move on. Otherwise, this is going to get political.
Oh, I'm 0 for 2 now.
Yeah, I suck at this game. What is the most appropriate carrier pay amount to ship a 2010 Ford Mustang from Nashville to Green Bay? Again, this is what will get it moved. Ew. This isn't what you want. I always go with the second highest.
I think it's going to say $575, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah. I know. You know Larry pretty well, don't you? Eric? Yeah.
I have my auto quoter a little bit higher. I'm paying like $670 on that right now, COD. So I would say it's probably the $575.
Yeah, okay. Oh, wrong button. Oh, it is $575. Hey. Good job.
I'll pick up tomorrow. I won't. Mm-hmm.
When unloading a vehicle, which of the following should be signed by the customer? Is it the title, the order, the BOL, or the shipping approval? Now, this one I got in the bag.
I think we all do. The bill
of lading. Yeah. If you don't know that answer, you got a problem.
You're on the wrong show.
If you don't know that, you're probably picking up vehicles without calling ahead.
You're watching the completely wrong show.
You are Lucha Libre Auto Transport.
or you're picking up vehicles and making them sign the central dispatch sheet, which happens to me.
Right, that's not a bill of lading.
Yes.
What is the most appropriate carrier pay amount to ship a non-running in-op 2019 Kia Sedona from Louisville to Detroit?
It should be around 560, but I think it's going to be 390, but I'm going to say 560.
For an in-op?
In-op.
Not very far.
I know. Louisville to Detroit is actually not as far as, yeah, it's not that far.
In-op, I'm going to say it's 560.
That's what I'm going to say, too. Last chance. Here we go.
I think you're going to come up as 390.
Oh, it is 560, yeah.
Oh, it is 560.
All right.
I'm impressed. I figured it was going to come up as less, because it's only about 360 miles. So.
Well, I think the in-op pushes it over the top. So.
Yeah, TAQ is adding $150 there.
So, man, I love that game. Guys, and you can take the screen when you're ready, Sue. Yes, what you want to do, again, if you want to play the game, you go to dispatchcenter.com/AskLarry. I put it in the live chat. And also, Eric, I want to thank you for your contribution. I'm going to put the link to your site in here. Now, we're not leaving. You're still in for another 20 minutes, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right. That's just kind of the warm-up. Right?
Let's do it.
In fact, speaking of, you know what time it is? I don't want to forget to do this either. And we still have some more Sue topics. Not many, but we still have a few. But we're going to do, it is now time for, let's do the Mug-O problems. Okay, these are actual dispatcher problems. This stuff and it's a lot, right? And I'm sure there's even more. I'd love to see the broker Mug-O problems. Boy, I'm sure that'd be good. Oh, here it is, Sue. Sorry, we don't work with new carriers.
That is so funny. That happened today. So listen to this one. I've worked for this company with all my carriers from brand new. All of a sudden today he says to me, "We don't let anybody haul for us unless you've been in business for 2 years." And I said, "I don't think that's correct." And we gave them the name of the other transporters that just hauled for them like a month ago and less. And he's like, well, I guess I'll just put my my job on the line and let you haul these cars then.
Oh, so, yeah. Okay. I actually, you know, that's funny the way he said it. Well, that's the thing is that because there's got to be there's somebody that had a problem in the past because they hired Lucha Libre Auto Transport. And God knows what happened to the vehicle.
Unbelievable.
Well, that's true. I mean, I get it. It does make you a little nervous to let brand new companies haul for you. I'm a broker too, so I'm a little leery when I do it. I, you know, I kind of quiz them about certain things because, you know, I've had them where they're like, what's a bill of lading? I'm like, really? And then I have to lead them to Super Dispatch, or I have to do this with them and stuff like that. And I always get an insurance cert and I ask them how long they've been doing it and stuff like that. But, you know, they can all lie.
If it's a new carrier for us and they're new and their license is new and we have a new source for them, they have to send us $150 Cash App deposit for to get a load. And once they deliver it, they get that back.
Really?
Yep.
Oh,
it weeds out some people, and they don't have, you know, if they're a good company, they don't have any problems.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
you're right.
Weed out some shysters right away, or people that, you know, if they don't even have $150, that's probably a problem. Red sign right there.
Well, mm-hmm. You know, and Ty will say that too. Yeah. Actually, yeah. No, that. Yeah. Oh my gosh, we used to have a term. It's actually kind of harsh, but you know, when you're so broke that you're just like. You know, if you're so this sucks, but it's a symptom of other big problems that led you to this point. If you're so broke that you'll take anything as long as it pays cash, you got a problem.
Yeah, you're swirling down the toilet. Very at true. That point.
You are, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And I've worked with guys.
Yeah, you're in the wrong business.
That have said, yeah, well, can you get? It's a quick pay. They're like, can you get cash? And I'm thinking, oh my God.
I want a COD.
No.
Yeah.
That should be in the Mogo problems. No, when the driver expects everything to pay cash.
Yeah.
it's probably in there.
I've had guys call me.
That means they'll probably not be in business a month from now.
Eric, you've had guys call you?
Yeah, I've had guys call me, ask for a load that clearly is stated, you know, net 15 or something. And ask if they can get cash instead, first of all, out of nowhere. And then on top of that, explain they need cash so they can get to the next load for gas money. I'm like, okay, so you want me. I'm like, you're crazy.
Yeah.
That is and that's awesome because there is somebody that needs kind of that wake-up call right now. They're driving around. Getting cash to get to the next city. That might be the name of the company. Get cash to get to the next city, LLC. And they think it's fine.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. There's so many people that operate just like that.
Yeah.
That cannot manage
a lot of new drivers
at all.
Yeah.
In fact,
Michael Watson wants California gold.
Yeah, we'll look at some California gold. I saw there was a couple other news stories here. So Sue, did somebody say you're famous? What's that story?
Oh my God, yes. So last week we did a load from Oklahoma to Atlanta, and the broker, and it's not even a normal broker. We're talking like a little itty bitty broker, calls up and says, okay, we're supposed to be paying the broker fee for the driver. And he said, but because Sue's famous, can she pay more money? And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Oh my God.
For one, that you even watch the show is amazing to me. Okay.
Right.
And two, no, I'm not paying more money.
So, that's funny.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
last minute dispatch. What is that story? What did you have? Somebody wanted you to pick it up that day and they're closing in a couple hours and they still hadn't sent it over or something?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a big broker. They sent me, I requested the load and you have to wait for them to answer you. And I got the email and they're like, okay, this is at 2:00. And they said, okay, can you pick up by 4? I said, yes, but I need the load. I didn't get the load for another hour and I had to harass them for it going, hey, if they close at 4, I need this information so I can get my driver over there. I finally got it. We did make it in time. But my thing is, if you want us to be at a certain time, you need to be flipping those loads over to us right away so we can get it worked out.
For real.
But that's kind of a typical thing that's happening with this particular broker, too. It's taking too long for loads.
Well, and it seems like we've talked about this. There, I think there's a couple very large brokers that they've overstaffed their, you know, call the driver back constantly to get the status, but understaffed the dispatch office. And that seems like a total mistake.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
We just hired another dispatcher just to keep up on, you know, it's tough too, because they come in waves and you got to be able to answer the call. If you can't answer the call, you're just missing money, you know, and you got to have the staff to handle the waves of calls coming in. And I think a lot of brokers mess up that they try to, you know, grow their business on minimal dispatchers, and they just can't handle the volume of the waves of calls coming in.
Well said, man. That's exactly. And I think that that's a very common broker company problem, is they don't see the dispatch bottleneck as a critical problem.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, even if you're chatting, because they have a chat line too, you're in line, you're like 6, 8, 13 person in line on the chat line to get something taken care of. Like if you're missing something or you're asking for a load or something like that, it takes an hour to get through the chat line too. And don't even bother calling, because you're not going to get a hold of anybody.
Yeah. Sounds like I need more loads. I wish I had that problem to sort out. I mean, I've got 6 dispatchers full time pumping loads out all day long, but you can always get through here.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Hey, Sue, did you see that show last night?
The what?
Did you see the show last night? Yeah.
Tuesday night?
Jay's Tuesday? No, it wasn't Jay's on
Tuesday
that.
Show.
Tuesday, I know. It's already Thursday.
Yeah, no.
Man, I would think someone like you, that blows my mind what Dispatch Center can do. I mean, you should check that out if you haven't seen that, Sue. It's... If I'm a carrier or a dispatcher, well, now that you can plug your central dispatch logins into the dispatch center and it pulls everything from central, I can't imagine wanting to use central anymore. Now, I don't know if you knew that you can put your central dispatch logins there and it pulls everything you want.
You'd have to have central though.
Yeah, you have to have central.
See, you'd have to have. Right. Here's my problem with it, because I've talked to Mark and all that stuff. My problem is getting my drivers to pay for multiple accounts. That's the problem. I agree completely with you. I think it's fantastic. But getting them to, they already are ticked off enough about having to pay like $130 to Central. Then you got to pay another company for the same thing. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm having the problem with. If I could get them to see the reasoning behind it, you see what I'm saying?
Well, I think they have, I'm just talking about from you using it so you can see the information and build the routes on their trucks quicker, because it shows you all the information so much faster than Central does. It pulls the stuff from Central, but it sorts all the info for you real quick. And then I think you can dispatch it right from Dispatch Center into the Super Dispatch.
Right, but they each have to pay. Right, but for us to do it, each driver has to, because each driver is owned by their own company.
Yeah. They'll have to be,
That's the problem. Yeah. Otherwise, I completely agree with you.
Here's the thing. I think the deal is this, because this is the way I see it. If you are a driver and you don't have a dispatch office, but you need some level of help, then Dispatch Center is where you can that cost. But if you already have a dispatcher, you may not want to pay extra for Dispatch Center because it feels like you have 2 dispatchers.
Right.
Now, I'm speculating, but I think that's where we're at.
Well, I just liked how it showed you, you know what I mean? Like, as a dispatcher, you're wanting to see the loads and the money and miles per, you know what I mean, deadhead, all that stuff.
Well, you know what I mean? But dispatch. Here's the thing: is I think, and I think dispatch center is amazing. I'm just trying to talk cost with the way the carrier's looking at it. A dispatcher's also used to sifting through loads, whereas a carrier does not have that time. Right. And if they think they do, I'm not going to tell them they're wrong, but what Dispatch Center does is magic. I mean, it's freaking magical.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, for Sue, you're on Central all day long, I'm assuming. You know what I mean? With multiple screens and windows open, where you could just use Dispatch Center now, put your Central logins there and do everything under one window and then still dispatch it the way you do. But you could look at all the information much quicker is what I was kind of excited about. I was like, wow, this, you know what I mean? Because that's what
I've talked to Mark. I've done the whole thing with him too. So yeah, no, I completely agree with you.
It's pretty cool how it sorts all the info in Central.
I think that Mark will keep on this track. Mark is going to keep developing technologies that are eventually going to push this. Like, here, for example, if he can create the technology that stops random brokers from making random phone calls to random carriers that can't randomly pick up loads, whoa. And if he could also, let's say, because this is where I think content should be inside the mobile app. What if rather than putting 6 additional pages of all caps, sentences of all the things a carrier needs to do, what if we could get content integrated into the technology to actually help with some of that advice in the time that you need it? For example, there you have, now you've got Siri. Hello, it looks as if you're at the rail yard. Don't forget, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
Whoa, really?
Right.
And I think that, and everything I just said, that's all technology. And who is immersed in technology? Yeah, Mark is on it. It's really, in fact, I have meetings with folks about their technologies, and I'm like, dude, you got to talk to Mark, because I see real integration possibility here.
Yeah, they have a lot of tech that's real solid for sure. The stuff that other people just don't have. If they connect with the right people and the right people connect with them, it could be a real big deal and good for everybody.
Yeah, because I mean, I'll just throw this out.
Mark's been working on this for years.
The vehicle tracking, you got condition reports. We keep talking about condition reports. And condition reports for dealers and auctions don't connect to driver vehicle inspections. Are you kidding me?
I know, that's crazy.
That's crazy. That is so nuts. And also, that's the same thing with, you've got asset tracking. And then you've got, can we get your driver on GPS? And those two don't connect. Mm-hmm. So when Mark helps plug in all these Christmas tree lights, oh my gosh. Right. Then you will see the shady, the shady guy in all his games will start to hear crickets. Because, dude, you and your shady games and your triple listing and your dummy loads and whatever other crap you've got, listen, I don't even know about you and your actual pickup, actual delivery. I could see the car right there. I could see the driver right there. And I can see that this is the price. So I really don't need your actual random nonsense.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure there's still somebody right now standing with a shady car dealer. Where, though?
There definitely is.
I mean, but everybody else is getting all of the, they know what they're looking for, they know how much it's cost, how much it's worth. Anyways, it is really funny to me. Sue, RMIS certificate of insurance, what's that story?
So I don't know if everybody understands, but there's a few brokers that use RMIS, and it's like a monitoring service for insurance. So like if your insurance gets shut off or you didn't pay your bill, the major brokers are going to know it. So RPM, Assertus uses them. I don't know who else. That's the main ones that I use. Okay, great. And I think it's a great service. I think that should be the way all insurance is done, to be honest with you, instead of us constantly getting this broker one. And if all they had to do was go to RMIS, click the button, make sure we were insured, it would make everybody's lives a lot easier. But I will say there is a problem in there someplace, because we sent the cert to RMIS, I don't know, like 6 times the other day. I finally talked to a really nice lady over there. She said she had it. She sent it to RPM. RPM said they never got it. I don't know. We sent it to RPM like 6 times too. It took like 2 days to finally get this all worked out. But if we could talk to every broker, I would use it too. I mean, if there was even a fee just to have to be able to use RMIS, I don't know if is there a fee. Is that what you guys pay to have?
Yeah, it's expensive. I spend over $1,000 a month on it. Yeah. $1,200 a month.
Wow. Right. That goes into your broker expenses. Because brokers have expenses.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know a lot of transporters don't understand that either, but they do. But yeah, I couldn't afford something like that. So it's not built for the smaller brokers. It's going to be built for the big brokers then. But I wish it was available to all of us. Like if you went to the FMCSA and RMIS said you had insurance, you know, ding dong, it's done and you move on. That would be fantastic. I don't even think Central Dispatch uses it, to be honest with you, because they never know.
They definitely do not.
Driver has. No, but how messed they don't up know is that? They don't have insurance. You got to check all that yourself.
Look at that one. That's socially.
It is.
In California, yeah. When you drive in California, you have to get uninsured motorist coverage. You've got to pay extra because the chance that an uninsured motorist will smash into your car is so high that you got to pay extra to cover their butts.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks a lot, society. Exactly.
True.
Transporters don't pay and go out of business. Is this gets into illegal dispatchers are not the problem. What's the problem, Sue?
No. The problem is transporters listing cars, not paying. They shouldn't be listing them. They shouldn't even be allowed to list them on Central Dispatch. That's my biggest beef with them, is that they are allowed to do it. And then they go out of business. They don't pay people. I just had one of my dispatchers send me an email about a company. They'd taken a load for them prior to us being their dispatcher. And this is from last year. And the company's out of business, owed them $750. And I'm like, that's because it was a transporter. You never do that kind of stuff. And I said, there's nothing I can really do about it. They don't have a broker bond. There's nothing you can do about it. All you could really do is a civil suit against them. And good luck with that. I mean, you're going to have to go to their city, their state, and you may be, you know, thousands of miles away, but it happens every single day. And now don't get me wrong. Transporters also list cars on here for COD as well. Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's great, but still, once again, they're not legal. They shouldn't be listing a car, only brokers. And I mean, we've talked about this too. Importer exporters, there's nothing you can do to them either. They list them all the time. You have dealers who list them as well. There's nothing you can do for them either. I've tried to file against their bond for selling cars. Nobody did anything about it. So I know Ty has a problem with dealers listing cars too, because if it's a car for them, I get it. But if you've noticed on here a lot, they're listing cars for other people or dealers or something like that, because they don't go to them and they're not picking up from them. It's totally separate. So I agree with Ty on that part of it. It shouldn't probably be happening either, because they do billings too and they don't pay either.
That's where, so if you call a load and let's say, because in the reference ID, it says call Billy Bobby and there's a different number and you see the broker and you call the broker and they go, oh yeah, no, that's not ours. You got to call Billy Bobby. This don't call Billy Bobby. Just hang up the phone. Right.
Right. Yeah. It happens all the time.
Oh, right now there's Billy Bobby's out somewhere.
Yeah. You're getting
that. Okay. We've got, let's see here. That was pretty much it. Wow, we got through all that stuff. Eric, did you have any stories? Do you have anything, without naming company names, just philosophically, anything to add, anything you really want to add?
I mean, I don't know. From, I mean, from a decent sized broker standpoint, if you're a carrier, we try to take care of our carriers and pay them well. If you're another broker, my suggestion, if you're growing out of the small to medium sized stage, is don't let that bottleneck and dispatch mess you up. It always, you know, I suggest good technology too. I think a lot of stuff, like I said, I wouldn't be able to do what I do without the technology that I have, you know, and automated processes with texting and sending stuff out through ABD and things like that. I have lots of automation in my entire process from start to finish that makes moving 800 different customers a week, you know, feasible with a staff of 25 or less people, you know, so it's, right. You know, where back in the day, if you're moving 800 cars, you need a staff of like 45 people.
Right.
You know, just 800 POV single moves, you know what I mean? A week, you need a lot of people.
Right.
Where I've definitely been able to lean that out and get a lot more done with good technology and checks and balances and whatnot.
Because POV moves, that's a lot of work, isn't it? People are a lot of work, aren't they?
It is. When you're doing a single car move for a private situation, you know, that they have a situation. They have a problem. They call us for a solution for their situation. And it's always a big deal to them. And it is. They got something major going on in their life, or they just made a major purchase in their life. It's a really serious deal. And they expect a good solution. You know what I mean? And that's all we do, is we just keep it straight with them. We tell it like it is, not what they want to hear. You know what I mean? And we give them a solution to their problem. And if they like who they're talking to and it logically makes sense price-wise, that equals a sale for us, because we know at that point that's the customer we want anyways. So, you know, it is a POV move. It's definitely, it's a whole nother ball game, you know, than moving 10 truckloads of 8 cars, you know, 80 cars at one time. It's one customer. It's a big deal.
Ty and I talk about, you know, if you're thinking of getting into being an auto transporter, we say, you know, well, have you worked on a farm? Are you a mechanic? For an auto transport broker, customer service, what do you think are some of the key ingredient signals that you might be good at this?
As a broker that you might be good, I mean,
like empathy, right? Like, what are we looking for?
You know what? What I think sells the most, and then if you're good at being able to keep it real with customers, people aren't programmed to not make and take seriously common sense. You know what I mean? If they hear something that's logical to them, very few people will really argue that scenario if presented to them right. You know what I mean? No matter, even if it's a bad situation we're dealing with, like a truck, you know, carrier did something wrong, we always like really put it out there that this is exactly what's going on, and logically explain everything we talk about, because people deal with logic pretty well. They just do. It's hard to argue it. You know what I mean? So we try to, it's like our company, you know, thing that we do. We do everything logically. You know what I mean? And to take care of our customer. And when you do that, it just works out for you. You know what I mean? The customers resonate with it well, just because that's how most people are programmed. So we always try to break down every situation, every sale, everything in a logical way, make friends, solve the problem, find a good carrier, you know what I mean? And fill all the loopholes in between with technology and communication that way, stuff like that. Like I said, you know, I mean, to even quote out doing 800 jobs a week is one thing, but to get 800 jobs, you know, I'm quoting 10,000 jobs a day, you know, or not a day, but a week. So back in the, you know, 10 years ago, people had to manually quote that, look up on Central, pull a comparable, quote that, send out that email. You can't do 10,000 of those a week with, you know what I mean?
Right.
Now I can do it with zero staff. I just maintain it. You know what I mean? I subscribe to JQ. I can quote 10,000 jobs a day if I want.
Wow. That's really crazy. You know what? As you talk, there is so much more to talk about. So maybe you'll come back sometime.
I can do that. It's good.
That'd be
good,
cool.
Good break for my day.
Right on. Sue, as always, I love what we're doing here. We've had, you know, at least 20 people tuned in for pretty much the whole show. And when now in the grand scheme of things, that may sound like a small number. But I tell you what, I got some interesting, I do research. I look at other business video, and the numbers are really low in business video. If you hold up the money, look at that. The views are skyrocketing because I got money in front of the screen. If you know, hold up the money and everyone's going to get rich and this is easy peasy. And but we don't do that. And so, what would seem like, you know, small numbers, but I see something really exciting happening here. And Sue, I really appreciate you being a part of this every Thursday.
No problem.
Silverman says the 21. Yeah, dude, the Auto Transport 21. Whoa.
That was a lot of info.
I've had some executives like looking at that, like, what? Like, yeah, it's actually really exciting. And that's the whole goal of Auto Transport Intel. In fact, Tuesday night, we've got mobile app Tug of War.
Did you get a lot of controversial feedback on the Transport 21?
Not controversial. I mean, there were some companies that were a little chapped that they didn't make the list.
Right.
But I'm happy to talk about it. I will talk about it to anybody that wants to, because I worked really hard to come up with that 21. And it's not the 21 usual suspects. I'll let somebody else make that list because nobody cares. This is 21 companies that you really should be paying attention to. And not only should you be paying attention, you're going to keep seeing them in the news. Already, just in the past, since I launched that 21, almost half of that list has already appeared again in recent news with acquisitions or technology or new locations because, it actually takes a lot to kind of affect the way auto transport is changing. And somebody like ACV, I mean, that's a no-brainer. Yeah. ACV has totally affected automotive in general. Not to mention auto transport.
Yeah.
You said backlot cars. Well, that's Car Global. Yeah. Cox Automotive has to be on the list because they've got their, I mean, they are the automotive, you know, eye of the pyramid. And then we start to go through other, and that's another thing too, is that, you know, I pop up the list of verticals from OEM, auction, dealer, and, you know, some of the verticals that don't get talked about as much, recovery, dude, that vertical is enormous. It's just that we don't talk about it that much. We don't think about it as maybe the client. And, you know, I put my repo hammer away after learning more about recovery. Rental and fleet. Anyways, it goes on. And it's really hard to pick just 21 companies. And so it was hard. It was challenging. And, but at the same time, I think it needed to be done because we need to stop with the Lucha Libre. It needs to stop. So, all right. See, give me a soapbox and I will stand on it. Guys, thank you so very much for joining us today. Hopefully you had fun and hopefully this was informative.
Sounds good, Jay. Appreciate it. Nice talking to you, Sue. Have a good day.
Nice talking to you. You too. Thanks.
All right, I'll see you guys later.
Take care, Eric. Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Sue.
All right, see ya.
Thank you, everybody, for joining the live chat. We will see you guys soon. Please join us Tuesday night for Mobile App Tug of War. Everybody stay safe, and we'll see you soon. Thanks so much. Peace out.